This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The hospital merger between Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Lahey Health will move forward with conditions. State Attorney General Maura Healey signed off on the merger after she negotiated a consumer protection agreement with the two networks. The agreement includes a cap on annual price increases for 7 years and increased care for low-income patients. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has more on the settlement filed in court today.
This is, in some ways, your basic story of competition. In Massachusetts, we have this one really big hospital network, Partners Healthcare, which owns Mass General and the Brigham. Beth Israel Deaconess and Lahey Health proposed to merge so they could compete for patients, nurses and doctors, and, here's the worry, possibly higher prices. The new entity, Beth Israel Lahey Health, or BILH, said, no, when we get bigger, we'll use our clout to drive down healthcare costs. But the research shows that rarely happens after a hospital merger. So Attorney General Maura Healey pulled out the state's consumer protection law and brought the parties to the table.
This settlement requires BI Lahey to cap its prices and make real investments that will help our residents access high-quality health care.
A statement from Healey lists the details. A 7-year cap on the contract increases BILH can ask for from health insurers. Ads aim to bring in more low-income patients. BILH will have to negotiate business plans with smaller community hospitals it might hurt as it gets bigger. And it will almost double the hospital's current community contribution. That includes $17 million more to expand substance use and mental health treatment. BILH will hire an independent monitor to make sure these terms are met. And Healey can take the hospitals to court if they violate this consumer protection settlement.
The strong and enforceable conditions in this agreement make this a good deal for Massachusetts.
BILH and its 13 hospitals will be led by Dr. Kevin Tabb, the current CEO at Beth Israel Deaconess. Tabb says BILH shares the AG's commitment to stronger patient care and lower health care costs.
This agreement with the Attorney General does exactly that.
And, says Tabb, clears the way for these hospitals, some of which have been in eastern Massachusetts for more than a century, to continue to drive innovation.
In a way that we have strived to do in the past, but have been limited in terms of our reach and scope, and now we'll be able to offer that to additional patients.
The AG had ammunition going into the settlement talks with Beth Israel Deaconess and Lahey. A report from the state's Health Policy Commission showed the merger could increase health care costs every year in Massachusetts by more than $200 million. Commission Chairman Stuart Altman says he's satisfied with the constraints placed on this merger, including the 7 years of price caps.
In an ideal world, some of us would like them to be permanent, but this is significantly more than any other type of constraint that the state has ever imposed.
Critics of what they call this mega merger are still worried that it will lead to higher prices and pull more affluent patients away from community hospitals and widen the gap between care available to the rich and poor in Massachusetts. But another group that followed these merger talks closely is mostly pleased. Bonnie Gilbert with the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization says the price caps in this settlement should be made permanent and not just for Beth Israel Deaconess and Lahey.
We would like to see this kind of stronger language at least be the beginnings of more constraints on Partners and some of the other healthcare providers.
Partners and other hospitals are under a broad state cap on healthcare prices, but unlike in the settlement with the AG, that cap is more of a guideline than a firm limit. Also today, federal regulators cleared the way for the Beth Israel Lahey merger, saying that, quote, while this was not an easy one, the commission has decided not to challenge the proposed transaction. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.